Well, I don't guess an interview would be complete without something political, right, Ira?
Correct. Not if you were interviewing you.
And this is one I just wrote, I think, a couple days ago and haven't recorded or done a video of or anything. But I've been thinking lately about satires that I think satirize this sort of militaristic America-centric mindset that I think is a little dangerous. I'm just as an artistic challenge to myself, I've written a couple songs like this that I think are very sarcastic and ironic about that mindset, but setting myself the challenge of that if somebody of that mindset heard it, they would say, yeah, right on. They wouldn't get that it was ironic.
Gotcha. So,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's what this one is. Send a missile, send a message, kind of a country shuffle, if I may. America is still on top, this everyone must know. And it's hard to be that great without sometimes letting it show. I got a little nervous when a week or two goes by without letting a few bombs fall or a few cruise missiles fly. Send a missile, send a message, let them know we're number one. Peace and love are fine if they are backed up by a gun. We've got a lot to offer, but you can't make pigs wear pearls. Spare the rod and spoil the child, which in this case is the world. You with me so far?
Gotcha.
Our churches, trucks, and TVs only hint at what's so great about living in this blessed land, our dear United States. We're standing proud and speaking loud with blasts and bangs and booms. If you ain't heard from us lately, then you probably will be soon. Send a missile, send a message, let them know we're number one. Peace and love are fine if they are backed up by a gun. We've got a lot to offer, but you can't make pigs wear pearls. Spare the rod and spoil the child, which in this case is the world. Yeah, spare the rod and spoil the child. Better listen up now, world.
Not any Republican political candidates. That is a satirical song. Yeah, otherwise Jim will have to call you up and say, stop using that on my on your campaign stops.
Exactly.
Like Mellencamp and Springsteen have done to the candidates that have used their songs, thinking that they were pro-war.
Well, I would just charge them for it, man.
Oh, there you go. Just take the money. There you go. Take the money and run.